From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Italian officials say Anas Amri, the Tunisian man suspected of carrying out the deadly attack Monday on the Berlin Christmas market, has been shot and killed by police at a train station. Police sources say he was stopped by a regular patrol near a railway station in a suburb of Milan early Friday. The sources say he pulled a gun when asked for his ID papers, then shot and wounded a police officer before he himself was killed. Amri was a rejected asylum seeker who had been under police surveillance following a tip he might try to buy weapons for a possible attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a public plea to the Obama administration to veto a draft UN resolution against West Bank settlements.
Israelis deeply appreciate one of the great pillars of the U.S.-Israel alliance, the willingness over many years of the United States to stand up in the UN and veto anti-Israel resolutions.
Egypt asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on the resolution. This after Egypt's prime minister received a phone call from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. The Syrian army says it's taken over the entire city of Aleppo just after the last convoy of evacuees. Jan Egeland is the UN special advisor. He speaks of the humanitarian mission in Aleppo.
This was an operation, the largest that I know of, that took place, and I think it saved a lot of lives. And I think it is it means that the end of the battle proved to be less cruel than it could have been.
This is VOA. A video purportedly showing two captured Turkish soldiers being burned to death was released by Islamic State in Syria on Thursday. This according to a U.S.-based monitoring group and media sources. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Peter Cook said in a statement that if confirmed, the United States strongly condemns this barbaric act and that this outrage only reinforces our determination to work with Turkey and the entire coalition to destroy ISIL in Syria, Iraq, and beyond. Police in Australia say they've prevented a terror attack planned for the city of Melbourne on Christmas Day. Five men are in custody. Phil Mercer has more from Sydney.
The suspects were arrested at properties in suburban Melbourne in the Australian state of Victoria. Police have said the alleged plot was inspired by the Islamic State militant group. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews described the conspiracy as an act of evil, while investigators said they'd seized the makings of an improvised explosive device. The arrests follow a long investigation by Victoria Police, the Australian Federal Police, and the security agencies. Security will be increased at prominent locations around Melbourne, including the Boxing Day cricket test between Australia and Pakistan, which will attract a crowd of around 100,000 people. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The Philippines is showing new signs of strengthening an alliance with China and weakening ties with the United States, giving Beijing a key partner in its controversial maritime expansion and Manila a source of long-term investment. The Chinese and Philippine Coast Guards met for the first time Friday in Manila and agreed to pursue maritime cooperation even as their claims to the South China Sea overlap. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte began a shift towards China shortly after taking office in June to diversify foreign policy away from the United States. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen China critic Peter Navarro to head a new White House office on trade. Navarro's selection is being seen by many in China as confirmation that Mr. Trump is determined to implement his election promises for putting trade restrictions on Chinese goods. Navarro is a business professor at the University of California at Irvine, who's been a fierce critic of China's trade and economic policies. Trump has praised Navarro's books, which say Chinese government economic policies harm the American middle class. Mr. Trump says he believes Navarro can find a way to bring back jobs and boost American incomes. For more on this and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.